Jones Network. Tomorrow's news today. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Monday, June 1st, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday transmission, listening to us on stations across the country, AM, FM, VHF, UHF cable. Be sure and spread the word about those great stations to everybody you know, those you don't know. And, of course, on the mighty Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show live and on X at Real Alex Jones. Well, Israel promised in the last few months, basically on a daily basis, that they are never going to let Trump get a peace deal with Iran. Every time they're going to have a peace deal, 93 days into this war, Israel starts attacking a whole bunch of their neighbors. And that's exactly what's happening. Now, anybody that's followed this broadcast for a long time knows that I don't have a Israel or Jewish-centric brain or show. Because in the past, everything is on orbit around the Jews. Obviously, Jews have a lot of power. There's different factions of the Jews, all that. And I don't put this historic proviso out so that I don't get attacked by Israel and called an anti-Semite or whatever. That has no effect. In fact, people are so anti-Israel now, it's the thing. It's only getting bigger. That if I wanted to be more popular, I would wear Hitler uniforms and literally play Nazi music and just seek Heil all day long. Seriously. But just because the Nazis are bad in my worldview and studied understanding of it, certainly not our saviors, does not mean the people running Israel aren't complete villains as well. And that also doesn't mean, of course, that the Muslims are little sweetsy cakes either. So this is the way the world works. So I would love today, and I am, getting into the latest huge developments on AI data centers and what's really happening there, and the massive, really pitchfork rebellion. I've never seen people this quick, this fast, get this organized, bipartisanly, and pissed. And it's going to spell real problems for mainly Republicans pushing this. And it is a power grab. But Anna Paulina Luna and some of the big, you know, AI data center moguls have come out and said that communist China is behind the public's distaste for data centers. Now, is that true? It is and it isn't. Has China jumped on that because they don't want us to win the AI race? Is there proof? And Kevin O'Leary and others have gone out and commissioned it and studied it and seen it? Absolutely. China doesn't hide that. China's been the number one funder of the fake green movement, carbon tax garbage, in Europe and the United States and Australia and New Zealand. They don't follow any carbon taxes. Their main power source is coal. They fund the movement to cut off our oil and gas and coal. So it's true, but it doesn't matter. They're trying to curtail the data centers because they don't want us to win the AI race. People are genuinely pissed by the way the AI data centers are being rolled out, and so the Chinese are just jumping on the bandwagon. So I'm going to get to all that, too, but the Israel thing is just, wait till I get to all this stuff. I mean, it's over the top. So many other huge subjects, huge guests. Stay with us. Share those live feeds right now. You're the ball of the ears.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster, and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just sea moss and shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it. And get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on June 1st, 2026. So it's now been a month and one day since the deep state Democrat Party operatives shut down InfoWars. And we fired up the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com to find all the audio and video feeds and news articles and reports. Big Brother and the establishment don't want you to have. And be sure and follow us on Rumble. It's all free. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live and on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live and so many other great places you can find us, stations across the country. All right. Woo! It's all coming to a head, sweethearts. The AI data center rebellion. I've never seen one grow this big, this fast. The establishment is really concerned. And what do they do when they got a grassroots movement supporting something? Like Trump was grassroots supported. He was more populist and grassroots in the past. He's still better than Democrats. That's just a fact. Anybody can look at it. We got numbers and things he's doing and policies. I just call balls and strikes. But when we saw that big populist movement that I was in day one, with many of you, 10 years ago, plus, they said he's a frickin' Russian agent with no evidence. And the only reason you're upset about, you know, the schools having drag queen story time and trying to convince your son to cut his penis off, the only reason you're upset about being overrun by legal aliens, the only reason you're upset about Black Lives Matter, you know, burning down cities. Only reason you're upset about forever wars is because the Russians are mind-controlling you. Well, now the new talking point by the Republicans' leadership and by the Pentagon and by Kevin O'Leary and by Anna Paulina Luna, who I like, is that, oh, you're only upset about the AI power grab because the Chinese communists are hyping it. Now, they are hyping it, and they are involved. And Kevin O'Leary's released the proof. But that's them trying to jump on a wave for their reasons. They want to win the AI race. You look at the numbers. We already have 3-4 times what they have. We have more than the whole world in data centers and AI already. Okay? We're already winning the AI race. They've tried to pass, and now Trump has executive orders. They're trying it again to give the AI companies, only 9 of them, above the law power where you can't sue them and they're untouchable and they can't be audited, they can't be investigated. They're just literally dictators. So I'm worried about anything dictatorial. Communist China trying to control us, the EU trying to control us, Israel trying to control us, Hollywood trying to control our minds, the left trying to control our minds and kids, all these different totalitarian competing predator groups. And I'm just here trying to cover all the different predator groups and the Islamic giant cancer exploding everywhere. Just it's a lot of problems here. And I'm promoting classic Americana, Christendom, through excellence and through it being the superior culture and systems. And if people are educated about freedom and they understand what the different systems are. Thomas Jefferson said, educate the people about the political systems and history of the world and on the subjects of liberty, and tyranny will fade like phantoms at dawn. Like the mist of phantoms at dawn. Just to paraphrase, but basically what he said. It's not word for word, basically he said that. So, about phantoms fading at dawn. The mist of phantoms fading at dawn is the exact quote. So, I believe in America. The idea. And it never got fully deployed, but compared to every other country, it's been the best. It's produced the most. Inventions, freedom, liberty, all that. But you know the saying, and it's been said by philosophers back to the Greeks and then the Romans later. They've even found hieroglyphs, basically, with the Egyptians talking about, if things are too good too long, people get weak and they get evil and they get soft. So, good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times, bad times. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. Bad times make strong men. And that's where we are, has been so good for so long, comparatively in history, the best ever, that on average, we've all gotten to be pretty decadent slobs. And I'm compared to the average American I know, I'm in the top probably 5% of working the hardest and being the most focused and being the most dedicated. But I'm still a decadent slob compared to my ancestors. So I'm not up here on some high horse. But you know, you're out in the public. I don't care, black, white, Hispanic, whatever. Man, I mean, there are a lot of lazy, stupid people out there. And a lot of them vote. So, we're going to be getting into all of this today. What's really going on with the data centers? That's come to a head. Then you've got massive, over-the-top, totally insane hype going on with the UN and the World Health Organization and hyping up this big Ebola outbreak, they say. And then they got protests all over Central Africa and then up into Kenya, and they burned down a bunch of them and killed some of the workers. And the Africans are saying they're making people sick, and that's where this, they're the ones doing it. Now, Africans 100 years ago, 50 years ago, used to welcome in the white witch doctors. They wanted that medicine. But they figured it out now because the UN's been caught over and over again actually poisoning people, actually using poisons and saying it's a virus, or releasing weaponized viruses. And there's many examples of that. Hell, they recently declassified the CIA in Cuba, the United States, a bunch of other countries in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and nothing's declassified after that. You notice a bunch releasing weaponized ticks loaded with diseases to track and see how ticks spread disease. No, they're spreading disease. And that just comes out declassified. Okay, well, the CIA did that. We thank you for that. So anytime you see this stuff going on, you got to go, okay, let's investigate it. Oh, Bill Gates is genetically modifying ticks and releasing them all over the U.S., but he claims it's for something else. Oh, Google is set in a month to release. They're getting authorization right now. They've already got the first level of it. They're getting final authorization next few weeks. And as early as July. No, and then they'll do like on July 4th or something, because everything within is a symbol. Remember I said, I bet the Democrats shut down InfoWars on May 1st. Because they were trying, and then magically May 1st, because that's the communist holiday. Well, I bet as a July 4th special, I bet that's when they released 32 million mosquitoes on Texas, California, and other victims. And these are all souped up, GMO, loaded with a bunch of stuff. And that's bad enough, and scientists have warned what they're loading it with. But you know they're loading some other little nasties in there for you. Now remember, I'm going to go over all this because this is what I do. People see the article about, and all the stories about, oh, Google's releasing 32 million mosquitoes on us next month. People just address that. No. I'm going to pull up and show you that Google gave tens of millions of dollars in 2018 and 2019 to the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, to Peter Daszak. They bundled money with Bill Gates, and they were one of the main underwriters. And who else did? Mark Zuckerberg. You see, they're all funding the ticks. They're funding the mosquitoes. They're funding the gain of function. It's them. So when they go, oh, it's ridiculous. Alex Jones is saying there's a Trojan horses in this. Alex Jones is accusing our sweet little Google, don't be evil, of doing something like this. They've been caught doing it before, creating COVID, which, by the way, was made under an initiative of Obama, 2013, 14, 15, at the University of Texas, Galveston, Rice University, Houston, and then finally configured by Barrick up at the Chapel Hill, North Carolina University. Then a bunch of scientists signed letters. It was a big scandal all over the news that they weaponized a COVID virus and that it was going to be airborne. And in later documents, they even called it as 2017 COVID-19. They even had it filed and patented as COVID-19, the exact virus. So they had this all on record, by the way. But Congress is still having hearings about, see, we proved it. It was from a lab, man-made, Wuhan, Wuhan. They moved it to Wuhan so they could have plausible deniability when they released it. You see? Yeah, look at that. Virologist accused of making COVID-19. Throw that back up. Will fight U.S. ban on funding of gain of function. HHS memo says Ralph Barrick had a pattern of deception in describing virus studies long before the pandemic. Yeah, print that off for me. You want to know the big king daddy? Blow up his face. The media will say, I mean, blow him up. No, I mean, for TV viewers, zoom in on that guy's evil ass face. That's another Fauci right there. That's a king daddy right there. Blow up King Daddy's face. People go, good look at this boy. You want to know who the field marshal is? Look at them eyes. Punch him up for TV viewers. Look at them eyes. Blow them up full screen. I want people to look right in those evil-ass eyeballs. I want you to look right in those eyeballs right there. That's Dr. COVID. He got on his back, spread his legs, and outrolled COVID from in between them. All right? He's evil Santa Claus. So I'll be getting to that coming up in great detail. All the documents, all the proof, everything. But you notice the crew is just typing whatever I say and just pulling it up mainstream news. That's what's so frustrating is that this stuff is all on record. The CIA does routinely release loaded weaponized mosquitoes and ticks on you and your family, and the diseases are all exploding, death, just all sorts of horrible health problems, alpha gal, you name it. And they're not going to stop murdering you and your family because it's liberal and loving. Because people won't wake up to the fact that the mad scientists are the kingpins. You've got all these evil globalist factions and competing predator groups, but they're all doing the same kind of research. They're all teaming up behind the scenes at many levels, but also stabbing each other in the back. You've got all the big tech companies greedily throwing billions into all these attacks on humanity as their tithe for depopulation and control. And then they know there's going to be lockdowns that come with it, and that forces you on your computer and work from home. And it's just all part of changing our society into a total tyranny. See, I said I'm just telling you what's coming up, but I'm kind of already going there. Right? But I'm going to do deep dives on all this. So what's really going on with the rollout of COVID 2.0 with all this different hantaviruses and, oh, suddenly more deadly and spreads faster. Ebola, and, oh, thousands of Ebola cases in Central Africa. And, oh, my God, there's Ebola in Brazil. There's Ebola here. And Ebola's going to hit the U.S. And, you better give the U.N. total control and sign that treaty waiving all your rights and freedoms right now. And they even said, well, we'll get our world government. More viruses are coming. Bill Gates, it's going to be much worse than COVID. Just wait and see. So we have all that. It all ties together, obviously. And then, I got so much more. You have Muslims all over Europe, all over the United States, all over wherever they've come into the West, just going crazy, raping, stabbing, murdering, saying we're conquering you, blocking roads, blasting out their calls to prayer. The police all over the Western world defending them, covering up when they openly stab and murder and kidnap little white girls for sex slavery. And now it's 100% clear they have gone into their main offense mode. Because we know the Quran tells them, once you get to 5%, start attacking in neighborhoods to drive the non-Muslims out. Then bring in more Muslims. Once you hit 10%, then you take over the whole city you're in. Then you bring in more Muslims. Once you have that city up to about 20%, you take, make everybody pay the tax if they don't convert to Islam, or you kill them. You use that money to then launch your army to take over the next city. So they're following an exact battle plan. So I've got, I sent the crew over 50 videos and articles and documents on that. Unbelievable. The newest stuff coming out. Trump saying again that he is going to audit Fort Knox. Okay, we said that over a year ago, and then he never did anything. Then about 6 months ago, he said it and then didn't do anything. He just did it again. I'd love to see that, please. That'd be popular with voters. We all want to find out. It's never been properly audited. Can we please know? That would be nice. I've got clips of him saying it. We'll get to that. The latest on the Iran situation is what I'm going to hit first, starting now. And that ties in to this. Now, when I first saw this on Friday, as soon as I heard Congressman Massey saw the headline, I knew it was true because Massey had one of the best conservative voting records in modern congressional history, and he's a very honest person. I may disagree with a policy sometimes with him, but I trusted the headline when I saw it. But it wasn't just that. I remember Netanyahu saying it in multiple interviews a month ago and it being in the Israeli news. And then I saw the Israel lobby run in, even though I went and read the legislation, and say it's not true, it's anti-Semitic, it's made up. Really? And what am I talking about? Overhead shot, please. Congress quietly moves to integrate U.S. and Israel militaries. And that's exactly what it does. But it's worse than that. They're taking it off budget and nesting it inside the classified ledgers of the Pentagon, which last time I checked, if you add it all up, there's over $15 trillion been stolen or disappeared starting in the mid-1990s until now. And, of course, they just failed their audit again. So Hegg says we're going to get all this fiscal responsibility. Then he brags about a $1.5 trillion defense budget. And he says, we've got the troops, the biggest pay raise ever. I think that's a good thing. We've got some of the lowest paid military anywhere for how great they are. That's fine. But they try to mix in pay increases for the military with the rest of the National Defense Authorization Act for 2027, which, again, they passed months before the year ends. So coming up later this fall or winter. And so in it, and I've got the subsections here, it says that Israel's funding and military operations will just go into the classified divisions of the Pentagon. And then through those mechanisms, you don't even know how much money they're going to get. And they're calling it partnership with Israel on weapons and security and intelligence. So that's why Netanyahu's like, hey, we want to wean ourselves off of Washington. And we always hear like $3.3 billion. And we give that's like the standard amount. We give that much to Egypt, a bunch of others. And I'm with Rand Paul. Just kill all the damn foreign stuff. Bring it home. Israel's super wealthy compared to us. They don't need our money. But we have given them over $25 billion in the last couple of years for missiles and weapons. So that is a big, big deal. A billion here, a billion there. Pretty soon you got a lot of money you're talking about. But it's far worse than that. Because now you don't just have the Israeli military merging into U.S. operations publicly, but you have it going into that black hole of tens of trillions of missing, green lighting that it won't just be nested inside our military, but Israel will literally be above the law when it comes to auditing or even knowing what's going on. And that is beyond the definition of being a captured country. You have AIPAC, the most powerful lobby, with most members of Congress in their back pocket. You have all the different lobbies, ADL and others, running around attacking anybody that criticizes it, censoring, debanking, you name it. You've got Mark Levin, everybody calling everybody traitors that just doesn't want to give Israel a total blank check. And then you take this latest legislation. And it is just completely insane. And just because the left opposes this on the surface, because they're just anti-Israel, period, always are, people go, well, we better support it because the left's against it. You watch, a bunch of Democrats are going to vote for this. This is going to pass on its current trajectory. Just like the Democrats could have, with Republican dissenters, could have overridden the war powers and enforced Trump to stop this war that we're in today, what, 92, 91? How many days are we? Let's put it on screen again. So you've got Israel primary congressmen and members of Congress that don't do what they say. You got Israel being the number one funder in Congress of individual campaigns, and then spending in PACs record amounts. And then now, oh, Israel's going to get off our tit. Nope, sorry. Israel is going to literally slice us open and crawl inside our belly and just feed inside our stomach itself at point blank range. So Israel's not going to just be hanging off the hind tit now. Israel's going to, like a face sucker, plant an egg in our stomach. And then it just feeds inside our stomach till it grows up to a big enough level, and then boom, 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 punches its way out and comes out and says, here's Johnny. So you cannot make it up. When we come back, I'm going to go over the legislation, read it to you, show you Netanyahu admitting it, and then we'll post this to Rumble and X later. And you'll go read the comments. It'll be Israeli bots, traitor, Hitler, not true, Israel, not man. Because Israel over, yeah, we're doing it. But if you say we're doing it, we're going to call you Hitler. Well, then knock yourself out, man. And then that ties into Iran, because Israel starts bombing its neighbors again, saying, all right, deal's off. Strait of Hormuz closed again. And now the U.S. just started bombing Iran again just a couple hours ago. But there's still a ceasefire, though. And this is the total cuckoo town that we have now gotten into. And no end in sight, completely insane. We'll hit all this in detail, and then I'm going to get into the Ebola and all the fear-mongering and COVID 2.0, and they're clearly trying it, where that's going. Then what's really happening with the data centers? Is it all just Chinese hype that the data centers are doing all these bad things? Obviously not, but it's more than a kernel of truth, though, that China's on the bandwagon pushing this because they don't want us to have dominance in it. When I say that, I'm not pushing this AI race. I'm explaining what's happening and just analyzing the facts. So we've got all of that coming up as well. But just please remember, whatever you do, you are the emissaries. You are the ambassadors of truth in this 1776 2.0. You are everything in this fight. So please hit your email list, your text message list. That's the most powerful thing to do on a daily basis. Alex Jones is live. The Forbidden Broadcast right now with a link to Rumble. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And put a link in there, or if you're on X, Real Alex Jones, at Real Alex Jones, or at AJ and Live, or another link on there. Send all the links out, or go to his new news site, AlexJonesLive.com/show, and find the feeds there and then share them. It's key to tell those you tell to share it and tell those they give it to share it. That completes the what? The key, the chain reaction. Activate the reactor. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense. And we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator, after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds, he says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom, at least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently. Stabbing ice picks into their heads nonviolently. Cutting their heads off nonviolently. Ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy, the spirit of resistance and victory, and they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Fortune tanto, vulnera, sibila tipus ocellis. Fortune amici, vulnera, sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So let's get into the actual documents and meat and potatoes here and how it all obviously all ties in to this giant war we're in, 90-plus days in, already sending shockwaves to the global and U.S. economy, massive inflation. It's pretty much killed Trump's recovery, which was very well designed and very well executed and did so many great things. So sad about that. But I was just supposed to be a cheerleader 90-plus days ago and say, no, the mules will fall in 4 days, and they won't close the strait, and it's a genius plan. Listen to Netanyahu and Mark Levin. Everything's wonderful. When you're part of a team, to quote the Lego movie song, everything is awesome. But maybe we should just play that and just show all the headlines of exploding oil and gas prices and inflation and interest rates and Trump recovery, you know, on the rocks, and Democrats surging in the polls, but just go, everything is awesome when you're part of a team. Hey, Trump, look at Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin with the lowest ratings of any, quote, conservatives out there. Yeah, let's hitch our wagon to the losers. Let's not be the old Trump that was against this war and against all this crap. Let's call our original supporters that stayed true, let's call them traitors. Let's call them low IQ. Really smart. But okay. Continuing. Congress quietly moves to integrate U.S. and Israeli militaries. ReasonableStatecraft.org. And it's very accurate when you read the bill. In the first step towards shifting aid further into the shadows, the House 2027 National Defense Authorization Act would all but fuse the two countries' armed forces together. And it literally does that and says they'll coordinate, share intelligence, which is already going on, do it all, but then the funding will come out of a partnership, but the Pentagon and the U.S. taxpayer pays for it. So when you see Netanyahu going, well, we're no longer going to get aid from Congress, we're going to wean ourselves off of that. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see that. But now we're in a partnership in joint weapons development and intelligence. Now, Israel's not part of the Five Eyes. Israel doesn't get complete unfettered access like MI6 and the EU security and Australia, you know, the Five Eyes. Israel does it the other way around. It's in the telecoms with the hubs getting even more. And caller ID and GPS, they're given all the codes. So Israel actually has more actual access than any big tech or any one agency other than the National Security Agency. So if you want to know who has most control over everything, the Internet of Things, smart hubs, your dishwasher, your car, that's kill switches, it listens to you, watches you, it's NSA, Israel, then big tech, okay? But the government keeps the agencies, the other agencies, on short leashes on what they can look at because they don't want anybody to be able to get a big picture of what they're doing, okay? So, and I've had the former technical head of the NSA on this many times. I mean, this is well documented, okay? So, this is more than just a wedding because Israel has the political muscle as the most powerful, undisputed, and most aggressive lobby in the United States that primaries whoever doesn't go along with their every order and floods the zone with foreign money and foreign interference. Well, the last thing you do when you're taking something over is you then merge with it. And so imagine if we said, we're allied with France, and France is now going to move into the Pentagon, and we're going to be partners, but you can't see how much money they get. And that's in the legislation because it's part of the internal budget and classified areas. So, but don't worry, a few senators and House members on the right committees, maybe 25 people in the Senate and House total, we're talking about only like the chairman of these key committees that see all this, okay? It's all very limited. So Netanyahu's responding with Israel having the lowest approval ratings in history and with the average American turning against Israel, left and right, to say, you know what we'll do? We'll just kick all your politicians out that don't submit to us, and we'll just merge with your Pentagon and basically officially occupy your country. And I remember the anti-Israel people that, you know, if you slipped on a banana peel, they said Israel did it, saying one day there'll be Israeli troops overseeing checkpoints, we'll be locked in cities, and it'll be just like Gaza. And I'm like, yeah, right, sure. Because Israel is training a lot of our military and police and all the rest of it. But I was like, it's not going to go that far. And it really is, because I knew Israel had some bad leadership and some bad factions and, you know, did a lot of bad stuff, and we covered it, and we were worried about it and did a lot of coverage of it. But I was worried about communist China and the mad scientist above the globalist and, you know, the big tech and the Islamic systems. Just I'm up here fighting all the different angles, all the different tyrannical groups, and promoting liberty. You can't just fight tyranny. You got to promote systems of liberty to challenge it. And I'm with Elon Musk. Have more kids, you know, family, natalism, pro-human, team humanity. And I'm like, we don't want to get obsessed with one group. We want to be about policy so we can unify with a big tent everybody against all the different flavors of globalism. And that's still where I stand. But Israel is making the move on the total takeover of the U.S. and bragging about it and saying, we're the superpower now, we run America, in their magazines and newspapers, and their leaders say it. The head of their national intelligence, literally, we played it last week, said, no, we're not going to let Trump have a peace deal. We basically run America. So now it's in the Defense Authorization Act. You can go read it for yourself that they are merging and that it's going to be in a secret budget. And as soon as I was reading this, when this broke Friday, I went, wait a minute. I've seen Netanyahu on multiple shows say, but very matter of fact, but it sounds very reasonable. Oh, we're just going to have partnerships in weapon development now and share from the profits of this. And then you read it, the Pentagon's going to say, here's our most secret systems, avionics, AI, weapons, missiles, bombs. And then Israel will give us one little piece of one of their things, and then we give them everything, and then they get to sell it and make profit from it. So they're literally coming in to even take over the piece of the military-industrial complex pie. That's the keys of the kingdom right there. So this is even more bold than I thought. I mean, this is wild. At a time when the American public is expressing unprecedented levels of distrust in the Israeli government, Congress just proposed tying the U.S. to the Israel military more than ever before. Buried in the House version of the 2027 National Defense Authorization Act, released Tuesday in Section 224, entitled United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative. Oh, the United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative. The provision would arguably do more to intervene and intertwine the U.S. military with Israel military than more than $200 billion inflation-adjusted in U.S. military assistance Israel has received from the U.S. since its founding in 1948. Section 224 lays the groundwork for bilateral research and development and co-production of weapons, joint ventures, license agreements, and seemingly every manner of U.S.-Israeli military industrial complex cooperation. The U.S. and Israel already work together heavily on missiles defense, but this provision would greatly expand the coordination to seemingly every area of the defense tech, including AI. And it's all in there. It says everything. Now, listen to me. When I read this and read the legislation, the key sections, I was like, oh, my God, that's word for what Netanyahu said. It's like, oh, we got some really good missile defense. We're going to give some of that to the U.S., and then we're going to get a little bit of their stuff. And you read it, it's everything. So the U.S. gives all its secret weapons to Israel, lets them into the Pentagon in the secret weapons areas, all the catalogs, the systems, the development systems, and then says, you now share in the money from this, and no one can know what you're paid because it's classified. It's unspeakable. So here it is, Section 224 of the Defense Authorization Act 2027, United States Israel Defense Technology. Cooperation Initiative. And let's put the HD version up if we can from legislation for TV viewers. Again, for your radio listener, I'm just showing the paper article here. Establish the Secretary of Defense shall designate an executive agent, a czar, as such term is defined in the Department of Defense 5101.01 relating to the DOD executive agent issued February 7, 2022. So they already give this power to have a czar. So they lay the groundwork now. They're creating it. Reasonable for synchronizing cooperative efforts between the United States and Israel to expand, accelerate bilateral defense technology research, development, testing, evaluation, integration, and industrial cooperation. That means the full everything. Identifying jointly developed or Israeli origin technologies with operational utility and for potential in integration into United States systems and programs of record. Now, understand, most of what Israel's got is ours, and they rip it off and rebuild it, though they have developed some stuff. But that's just the, oh, we're getting it from them, so now they get everything. But you actually it gets into it. No, it's everything we've got. But, oh, we're not giving them money. They just run the Pentagon now. Ensuring collaborative research initiatives, giving them all our secrets, involving government, private sector, tell all the defense contractors, hand it over, and academia, institutions in the United States and Israel is done in a manner that protects sensitive technology and information and the national security interest of the United States and Israel. And I've had all these former CIA guys on, like Kiriakou, you name it. Nobody steals our data more than Israel, and nobody's better at it. And they sell it to the Chinese, by the way. So this is not, this is beyond the fox guarding the hen house. This is the fox running the hen house. And the farmer just grows chickens and feeds it to it directly. He's like, that fox isn't hurting the chickens. He runs it. He's allowed to eat them. That's why we have chickens. They're for foxes. Not for us to get eggs or eat ourselves. Well, don't you know, we signed a contract with the fox and he runs the whole farm, actually. Hell, next you might want my daughter. What's wrong with that? You're not Hispanic, are you? Now, where else is this going? What does this remind me of? The EU Unelected Commission, through the Treaty of London 47 and the Treaty of Rome 56, created a steel collective and then began to get governments to sign away their rights in cooperative agreements for development. And then by the time you get to the year 1999, oh, we're the EU, we're taking over, unelected, we control your countries, and now you see where we are today. Because they signed it all away, little pieces. And there's so many other examples of how this works. But what did Eisenhower say in his farewell address in 61? He said, beware a technological elite in our universities that have created their own breakaway system and who are very, very dangerous and who control our military-industrial complex. He went on to say, so beware the undue influence and power of the military-industrial complex. But the main statement's about the technocrats. And now, who are they? Back then and now, they're the mad scientists, the eugenicists, the globalists that believe in world government, depopulation, all the rest of it. And you better know Israel's involved with that at the highest levels as well. The British, you know, U.S. elites, all of it. But they had transferred governmental and corporate and individual power all into these university reservations where they would decide at the highest level, theoretical level, what to build, what to deploy. So this document says total integration, synchronization, meaning live time. When you hear that, that means no buffer. Total access to everything, highest Q level clearance, okay? At the universities, at the defense contractors, at the Pentagon, down to the armed services, down to live telemetry, live drone footage, live AI information, all of it. It's unspeakable. It continues. Section 3, facilitating the transition of technologies from research and development into procurement and acquisition pathways. So there's one little piece of material, one little piece of code from some Israeli invention stuck into our most advanced fighter jets, our most advanced AI, our most advanced systems. Oh, they joint own it now. And Israel, of course, is famous for putting back doors and everything. And you got the head of the IDL saying, we use the same energy we used against Hamas with exploding pagers against the American people that say Israel got us in this war. If you say Israel got us in this Iran war, then we want to kill you with exploding pagers. It's liberal, though. Number 4, establishing frameworks for joint ventures, licensing agreements, and United States-based co-production or manufacturer partnerships with Israeli industry. Well, isn't that nice? That's a little Trump proposal. Well, Israel will own it and run it, but it'll be here in the U.S. 5, coordinating with relevant departments of defense components, including the Irregular Warfare Transport Directorate, Capability Development, Innovation Divisions, and the Undersecretary of Defense for Research, Engineering, the defense. I mean, this is everything we've got. This is DARPA, ARPA, the keys to everything. Just, you want everything? The American people can't ever see any of it, but you just get everything instantly. I mean, you are us. To a group absolutely sworn to just sell out everything. I mean, that's just the Mossad. Coordinating with the relevant Department of Defense components, including the Irregular Warfare Technical Support Directorate, Capability Development and Innovation Divisions, the Undersecretary of Defense for Research and Engineering, the Defense Innovation Unit, the United States-Israel Operations Technology Working Group, the Defense Advanced Research Projects, the Missile Defense Agency, the United States Space Command, oh yeah, spaceships, all that, satellites, the military departments and other departments of defense entities as appropriate to align efforts to avoid duplication. The British don't get access to this. The EU doesn't get access. NATO, it's all U.S. stuff. They don't let them touch the satellites, touch the telemetry, touch the, no, because we're in charge. And you can say it's an evil empire that's been used to do all this and, you know, whatever. But the point is, this is literally giving Israel everything. Promoting joint training exercises and information sharing mechanisms to exchange operational readiness to deploy joint deployed technologies. Cooperative efforts, the synchronized cooperation efforts under subsection A may be carried out through the following domains. Counter unmanned systems, including aerial, maritime, and ground platforms. That's everything. Land, air, sea. Anti-tunneling and subterranean threats. Missile and air defense technologies. Now we're under the ground, too. Artificial intelligence platforms. Quantum, machine learning, and autonomous systems, hunter killer robots, directed energy and advanced sensing, all our space goodies, cyber defense, electronic warfare, and digital resilience, backup systems, backup grids, biotechnology, bio manufacturing, and medical defense. That's the bioweapons, network integration, data fusion, and contested logistics, defense industrial-based cooperation, manufacturing and co-production, other emerging technologies and jointly agreed United States and Israel. Oh, yeah, Israel took us to war. Congress sat back and let it do it. And now it's whatever the people at the Pentagon and Israel say. They're the boss. Activities in coordination with other federal departments and agencies. Oh, all the agencies, everything domestic. It's everything. Oh my God, it goes on. It gets worse. This is so exhausting. And I mean, the boldness of Israel's leadership, the chutzpah to just say we get everything, we can go into anything. And you got all these military bases flying Israeli flags. And you get all these whistleblowers, high-level generals, people say, yeah, man, you go to the Pentagon, and it's like Israel runs a show already. You want to read more? Every federal department will do whatever Israel says and give them everything. That's in section 10C. Activities of coordination with other federal departments and agencies. The Secretary of Defense shall coordinate activities as appropriate with the Secretary of State, Secretary of Commerce, and the heads of other relevant federal departments and agencies to ensure consistency with existing laws and regulations. Interim progress update. Not later than 150 days after the day of the enactment of this act, the Secretary of Defense shall provide to the Congressional Defense Committees an interim briefing. Oh, how nice. The executive agent, that's the czar, designated pursuant to subsection A, and the efforts undertaken by such executive agent, plead the Department of Defense implementation of the synchronized cooperative efforts described in such subsection. The status of the coordination department. Why with Israel counterparts? Oh, yes, integration with department-wide with Israeli counterparts. I mean, that means we in bed going boom, boom. Initial technology areas identified for accelerated cooperation and technologies with operational utility for integration into United States systems and programs of record. And you hear the new iPhone coming out, main chips built in Israel and run by them. I'm sure there's no backdoors in that. There always are. By the way, everybody does it, but nobody abuses it like Israel. And China's probably more, it's bigger, but I just... any early transition, prototyping, or integration activities initiated during the period covered by this update. Oh, yeah, they get all of our secret stuff. Annual report, not later than 1 year after the date of enactment of this act, the annually the after 2030, the Secretary of Defense shall submit to the Congressional Defense Committee a report on improvements and implementation of the cooperative effort described in subsection A each. And it goes into reports on that. Collaborate with all relevant federal programs. Just hand everything over. Oh, my God, help me. And that was just reading that. It gets worse. So, I mean, now when you see the headlines out there from Massey and others saying, hey, this basically has their military merged with ours. No, Massey's wrong. It's worse than what he said, okay? Then you see the Israeli lobby. Oh, that lying son of a bitch. You know, what the hell? It doesn't seem real. Meanwhile, I got Netanyahu admitting it. We'll come back and play that and more. And I'm going to finish up with this and then tie it into what's currently happening in Iran. Then I'm going to move into the AI data centers, and that's come to a head. Boy, is it crazy. And is China really hyping that? We know. This is important. It's coming up. And then the viruses and all the rest of it. Just remember, if a tree falls in the forest, but nobody heard it make a sound, did it make a sound? We're reaching millions of people. That ain't enough, folks. The truth will set us free. We have the power to shut down these insane power grabs. The globalists are doing all these insane power grabs because they're in trouble. The world's turning against the UN and the globalists, and the Chi-Coms, and the Democrats, and the neocons, and the corrupt elements in Israel and all of it. And so they're all coming in, the EU with totalitarianism, Canada with the hardcore totalitarianism. That's what elites in a fourth turning in trouble do when they're in crisis. Is they clamp down and they destabilize and they run Muslim invasions and all of it to destabilize things so you don't know which end is up. But we are going to continue to spotlight this. We can't do it without you. So share the live feeds now at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live and send that out to everybody you know and tell them to share it. And Real Alex Jones on X and our news site, The Return of the True Information War, alexjoneslive.com. Now I want to do a 5-minute piece when we come back on the EU running the Islamic invasion. And then we're going to go back in to Israel in an attempt in legislation, just like they had the Federal Reserve Act, let private banks take over our banking, take over our military.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable. TK421. Cabling complete. No faults. Proceed to phase 2 for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
Ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.